Totally mesmerized by the sounds of AF Mobius, who is in fact Frank Birchschneider, a bit of a mover and shaker in the cassette underground from East Germany. And this is from a tape. Is it two tapes crammed together? It's not that clear, but regardless, it's been reissued by Tapetopia, which is kind of under the Aufnahm and Wiedergabe label. It's a reissue series. It's not a label itself. But anyway, we just heard a selection of stuff from this tape, and it's so good. It's so good. Honestly, spellbound by this tape. I love it. And it was all recorded in 85 to 89, so it's a little bit later than some of this other stuff. But just fantastic use of just the use of the sounds and placement. It's just, I mean, listen to that. It's beautiful. Anyway, hey, you've been listening. I got to get out of here. You've been listening to Spinny's Blasters filling in for Tom Dash on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio Stream. I will be filling in for Joe Belock on Monday, August 25th. That was just confirmed. So tune in to that. All right.
We'll be right back. Thank you. going on? What are we living for? Dream on, prophets, these are dreams you ignore. What's going on?
Listening to the Hard Stuff program here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. I'm your host, Frank in Queens. Thanks for joining me here on this Super Tuesday. The Hard Stuff program can be heard every Super Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Well, almost every Super Tuesday. I was actually off last week. Took a bit of a breather from my weekly obligation and dedication to you, but glad to be back this week. And just want to extend my supreme thanks to last week's guest host, Dynamite Nick of the Wizard Van. He did a fantastic job playing you an hour of hard rock on last week's Hard Stuff program. And if you like what you heard, I highly encourage you to check out Nick's weekly show, which can be heard on KKSM Radio on Wednesday nights from 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Once again, it's called The Wizard Van. I like to refer to it as the West Coast counterpart of the Hard Stuff program. So do tune in for that. And if you missed last week's show, of course, you can always check it out over at our archives at rockandsoulradio.org. So go ahead and do that at your earliest convenience. Also want to thank Cremo Coil for kicking off the evening on this Super Tuesday. Normally, it could be Tom Dash heard before the Hard Stuff program, but Tom's been off for a couple of weeks. So Cremo Coil filled in this week, did a great job. Thanks so much for kicking off the evening, Cremo. And I'm going to tell you what you heard in tonight's first set of music on my return show. But of course, before we get to that, I want to give you your weekly reminder to head on over to that aforementioned webpage at rockandsoulradio.org. In addition to our archives, you could also see the Accu playlist for tonight's program, which is updated for you in real time as the tunes are spinning. There's also a comments board. You can get in on some of the chat happening over there with myself and the other listeners on tonight's program about, really just almost anything you want to speak about this evening. We ended tonight's first set of music with a trio of tracks from the great Golden Earring, paying tribute to the late George Koymans, who unfortunately passed away back on July 22nd at the age of 77 following a battle with ALS. Passed away on the same day as Ozzy, so unfortunately his death got just a bit overshadowed in the media, but truly worthy of a spotlight on tonight's Hard Stuff program. George was more or less the mastermind of Golden Earring. He formed the band in 1961 with bassist Rinus Gerritsen when they were both the ripe old age of 13 years old. And of course, they would continue on until 2021 when the band finally called it quits after George Koymans' announcement that he was suffering from ALS. But just a truly remarkable career. I think you can argue that they're probably the best band to ever come out of the Netherlands. You can maybe make an argument for somebody else, but I think you'd have a hard time advocating for somebody else over Golden Earring. Just a tremendous band and a tremendous career. So we ended tonight's first set of music with the track I'm Going to Send My Pigeons to the Sky, taking off their self-titled LP from 1970, written by George, sung by Barry Hay on that one. Prior to I'm Going to Send My Pigeons to the Sky, we heard One Huge Road from 1969's 8 Miles High LP, written by George Koymans, also sung by him for that track. And prior to One Huge Road, we heard The Road Swallowed Her Name from 1971's 7 Tears LP. We went back to Barry Hay on vocals on that George Koymans penned song. Before Golden Earring, we heard from a band out of Cardiff, Wales called Universe with their eponymous track Universe, originally released in 1971 on their lone self-titled LP, newly reissued by the Ancient Greece label. That's right, the summer of Ancient Greece rolls on here in the year 2025 with another stellar reissue. Universe recorded that record while on tour in Norway, and it wound up getting a release there, though it never did get a proper release back in their native UK. They opened for many higher profile band during their brief existence from 1970 to 1972, just opening for the likes of Yes and Fleetwood Mac and Jethro Tull, even Black Sabbath and many, many more. Just a great band, a great reissue by Ancient Greece, and I'll be spinning another one off that one on next week's Hard Stuff program. Before Universe, we heard from a band out of Scotland by way of Hamburg, Germany. That was Light of Darkness with A Love in Your Heart, originally released on their lone self-titled LP from 1971. Got that off a 1990 reissue on the Second Battle label, formerly known as The Tremors, back when they were more of a beat band that kind of morphed into a bubblegum band, releasing a couple of bubblegum singles in the late 60s. But they were one and done under the moniker of Light of Darkness. And it makes me wonder, going from more bubblegum-based material to this great heavy rock record, like where their hearts truly lie. You know, were they more popsters that kind of dabbled in heavy rock, or was it the other way around? I don't know. Judging by this album, I think it's the latter. Before Light of Darkness, we heard from Black Sabbath, a track off their reunion LP, the 13 LP from, you guessed it, the year 2013. That was End of the Beginning, a track I wanted to play on my tribute to Ozzy a couple of weeks ago. Just didn't have enough time to get everything I wanted to in, so we're playing it this week. Great album, great reunion record. Unfortunately, not featuring Bill Ward. They had Brad Wilk from Rage Against the Machine playing drums on this LP. He was also playing in Ozzy's solo band at the time, so I can understand why they went with him. Really just a shame that Bill Ward wasn't up to the task. It would have been even better, I'm sure, with him behind the drums. But all, that being said, still a great record from 2013. And starting off tonight's first set of music and the show, like we always do, was the theme to the Hard Stuff program. And that was, of course, Irish Coffee with the show Part 1, taken off a 1971 German 7-inch on the Pirates label. I want to tell you about a couple of things happening on WFMU and Rock and Soul Radio this week before we get back into the music on tonight's program. Tomorrow, August 13th, from noon to 3 p.m. on the Evan Funk Davies Show on the WFMU Mothership, Evan is welcoming a couple of live bands. He's got Secret Monkey Weekend and the Prof Fuzz 63 playing live. On Family Band Wednesday, Secret Monkey Weekend is from Durham, North Carolina. They'll be playing songs from their latest album, Lemon Drop Hammer, which was produced by Don Dixon. And then following Secret Monkey Weekend, we got the Prof Fuzz 63, No Strangers to WFMU. They'll be playing live as well. Their latest LP is called My Heart's Still Beating, But I'm Dead to You. And they'll both be appearing live locally for a couple of shows this week. On August 14th, they'll be at Finnegan's in Hoboken, New Jersey. And on August 15th, they'll be at the Parkside Lounge in Manhattan. So be sure to tune in to Evan's show for some live music and some more information about those shows. Once again, tomorrow, August 13th, noon to 3 p.m. on the WFMU Mothership. And then on Friday, August 15th, from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Rock and Soul Radio, we got Mistress Jessie filling in for Terry T on the Hooligan program. So be sure to tune in for that. And then on Saturday, August 16th, from 6 to 7 p.m. on Rock and Soul Radio, it's The Drop-In, our one-hour weekly guest slot. And on this week's Drop-In, we got another episode of Dirty Computer's IDK Cafe. Come get your musical grub at the IDK Cafe. Dirty Computer's manning the stove, so what'll end up on the plate is anyone's guess, but it's sure to be groovalicious. So check that out. Once again, The Drop-In this Saturday, August 16th, from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Rock and Soul Radio. And for more information about the things I just mentioned and more this week and beyond, be sure to head on over to wfmu.org/upcoming. All right, time to get back into the music on tonight's Hard Stuff program. And unfortunately, we have to continue on with the tributes. And we're going to pay tribute to the great Terry Reid in tonight's second set. He passed away back on August 4th. after a long battle with cancer. So here's one to start off the second set by Terry Reid. This is off his self-titled LP from 1969. Here's his cover of the Donovan track, Super Lungs, My Supergirl, right here on the Hard Stuff program on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio.
times, and I am paying dues. Got shoes and money, good friends too. Always play to win, and always seem to lose. That's why I think I got a rich kid's blues. That's why I think I got a rich kid's
understand. And all I need is
The Hard Stuff Show here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. Closing out tonight's second set of music, we heard one from Small Faces. That was Tin Soldier from 1967. Probably their best single and maybe their best track overall in what is a great catalog of music. I got that off the 2014 Here Come the Nice box set, which is kind of like a Beatles anthology for the Small Faces. It compiles all their immediate era singles, in addition to demos and outtakes and BBC sessions and just a whole bunch of great stuff. A really great set to have if you're a fan of Small Faces. Before Small Faces, we heard from Terry Reid. We're paying tribute to Terry Reid on tonight's program. He unfortunately passed away back on August 4th at the age of 77 following a battle with cancer. That was Rich Kids Blues from the self-titled LP from 1969. Terry was just one of the best British vocalists of his era. His music went from more of a just straight-ahead rock to almost heavy rock sound on his first two albums to a more jazzy, soulful vibe on albums like River and Seeds of Memory. But just a very influential and talented musician, great vocalist, as I mentioned earlier, and a great guitar player. I think his guitar playing gets overshadowed by his vocal abilities sometimes. And he's just so much more than the man who turned down both the Led Zeppelin and Deep Purple vocalist vacancies. For Terry Reid, we heard one from Free. That was I'm a Mover, taken off of 1969's Tons of Sobs LP, their debut. And starting off that second set of music, another one from Terry Reid that was Super Lungs, My Supergirl, his cover of the Donovan track. That was the lead-off track of that second self-titled LP from 1969. And that's just about it for the Hard Stuff program this week. I'll have one more for you before we call it a night here on the program. But before we get to that, I want to give you your weekly reminder that we're not even halfway through the Super Tuesday lineup on Rock and Soul Radio tonight. So be sure to keep your streams locked in for the rest of it. It continues on at 7 p.m. with the Kick Out the Jams program hosted by Joey D. Following Joey at 8 p.m., it's Strong Style Chris Crash program taking you to the 9 o'clock hour. And then closing out the evening here on Rock and Soul Radio from 9 to 11, it's the What's Happening program hosted by Matt Clark and Mike Sin. For tonight's final song, we're going to hear yet one more from Terry Reid to close out the evening. We're going back to his 1968 debut for this one. Here's one off the Bang Bang, your Terry Reid LP. This is called Tinker Tailor. Once again, this has been the Hard Stuff program. I've been Frank in Queens. Thanks so much for joining me on my return show this week. Glad you can make it, and we'll see you back here next week, next Super Tuesday, for another installment of the Hard Stuff program. Until then, hope you have a great rest of the week. Hope you have a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you soon.
My favorite tea.